Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Naubin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. President Murmu takes part in Golden Jubilee celebrations of NIMHANS in Bengaluru. Centralized pension payments system fully rolled out across India. And Assistant Director Program Akashvani Kohima Abhinav Lasu urges youth to balance modernization with culture. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. He inaugurated around 1,700 newly constructed flats for dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar. Mr. Modi also interacted with beneficiaries and inspected the newly allotted flats. The project is aimed at providing residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment, equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the development works launched today reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurturing future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities.
साल 2025 भारत के विकास के लिए अनेक नई संभावना लेकर आ रहा है। दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत बनने की तरफ हमारी यात्रा इस वर्ष और तेज होने वाली है। आज भारत दुनिया में राजनीतिक और आर्थिक स्थिरता का प्रतीक बना है। ये वर्ष विश्व में भारत की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छवि को और सशक्त करने का वर्ष होगा।
The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka and laid foundation stones of several projects, including in Delhi University. President Draupadi Murmu took part in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, in Bengaluru today. On the occasion, the President inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and hostel building. She also dedicated to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. Addressing the gathering, the President lauded NIMHANS for their dedicated service towards the noble cause of mental health and neurosciences.
Focus on mental health promotions will become even more important in the years ahead. Women can add a unique perspective in mental health care, in caregiving, as well as in research.
Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO's centralized pension payments system is now fully operationalized across the country. Pension worth about 1,570 crore rupees was disbursed to more than 68 lakh pensioners pertaining to all 122 pension disbursing regional offices of EPFO for December last. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said this modern system will ensure that pensioners can access their pensions from any bank anywhere in the country swiftly and hassle-free. Mr. Mandaviya said that it will eliminate the need for physical verification visits and simplify the pension disbursement process. Assistant Director Program Akashvani Kohima Abhinav Lasu has encouraged young people to balance modernization with their cultural heritage. Addressing the 56th Thetsame Youth Society Day today, Ms. Lasu emphasized the importance of being rooted in culture, stating that one cannot move forward without preserving our traditions. She also urged the youth to embody qualities like hard work, sincerity and discipline to achieve their goals. Ms. Lasu further called on the youth to strive to be an asset rather than a liability to their family and society. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has stated that in order to bridge the gap between the losses faced by farmers and compensation they received through crop insurance, these losses will now be surveyed using satellites. Addressing a gathering of farmers at Nashik in Maharashtra today, Mr. Chauhan suggested that if farmers choose to sell their produce in other states, the transportation costs should be shared equally between the central and state governments. The minister further assured that the central government is highly sensitive to issues faced by farmers, stressing that agriculture is the backbone of the country's economy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. The Union Minister flagged off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express, and dedicated a road over bridge. He also virtually launched a 10 kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashvani Kokrajhar and the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi turned the Look East policy into Act East policy for the redevelopment of the Northeast, and now investments are pouring into the region.
Northeast ka matlab ek naya hai ab. Northeast hai new engine. Desh ko chalane wala, desh ko aage badhane wala naya engine hai Northeast. Aap sab dekhte hain Modi ji ne Look East policy ko badla Act East mein. Aur Act East ke karan bahut bada investment Northeast ke liye aaya. Main pure Asht Lakshmi states ka agar kahun to jahan 2013-14 mein 24,000 crore rupees ka budget tha, 2024-25 mein 5 guna badke 1,25,000 crore ka Asht Lakshmi states ke liye budget hai.
Former Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla was sworn in as the governor of Manipur today at a ceremony in Raj Bhavan at Imphal. The oath was administered by Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, D. Krishna Kumar. Mr. Bhalla succeeds Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who has been serving as the governor in charge since July 2024. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Speaker Thokchom Satyabrata, Cabinet Ministers, MLAs and officials attended the swearing-in ceremony. The central government today launched the revamped portal BankNet for the e-auction of properties. The platform consolidates information on e-auction properties from all public sector banks and offers a one-stop destination for buyers and investors to discover a wide range of assets. Launching the portal, Secretary of Department of Financial Services M. Nagaraju emphasized that the introduction of the platform will aid recovery process and improve balance sheets of banks and enhance credit availability to businesses and individuals. Listings in the portal include residential properties and commercial properties, industrial land and buildings, shops, vehicles, plant and machinery, and agricultural and non-agricultural land. And for some weather report, India Meteorological Department has forecast dry weather is very likely to prevail over Nagaland and the other northeast states during the next couple of days. It said shallow to moderate fog is very likely to occur at isolated pockets over Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, with no large change expected in minimum temperature. IMD said during the past 24 hours, minimum temperatures were above normal by 1 to 3 degrees Celsius over Nagaland and its neighboring states. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. President Murmu takes part in Golden Jubilee celebrations of Nimhans in Bengaluru. Centralized pension payments system fully rolled out across India. And Assistant Director Program Akashvani Kohima Abhinav Lasu urges youth to balance modernization with culture. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.